Ayerei love Hashem beilaine Mamre. Hashem appeared to him, to Avram, in the plains of Mamre. Who Yoshev Pesach Ha'ayel Kichay Mayayim. And he sat by the opening of the tent with the heat of the day. So Rashi says, Ayerei love Levakir Eshachoyim. Amr of Chamaber of Chanina. Chamaber of Chanina said, Yoim Shlishi Lemilasahaya. So there's a question in the Mepharsh, where do you see from the Pasuk, it was Levakir Esachayim. So the Rosh learns Pshat. Heyoyza didn't say Vayera Elov Vayoymer. Doesn't say Hashem said anything to Avram. It says Vayera Elov Hashem. My story is that this appearance over here was not for the purpose of commanding him for anything, it was simply to appear to him. So then it's Levakir Esachayim. Other Mepharshim learn Pshat. It doesn't say Vayera Hashem al Avram. It says Vayera Elov. It doesn't mention his name. If this was a totally isolated incident, nothing to do with before, it should have said Vayera Hashem al Avram, like it says in other places. Vayera Elov. It doesn't mention his name is Mashma, that this is a continuation of the end of last week's parasha. And it had a shaykh as to what happened at the end of last week's parasha, which is the bris milah of Avram Avinu. Memela, from the fact that it didn't say Avram's name, shmam, you know, that this is a continuation, and Hashem visited him because of the milah, must have been levakir esachayim. The bris karav says another shot, an interesting thing. He says, amara nevuah, it's not shaykh to say it happens in a certain place. Hashem is above Makim. You know, when somebody sees Nevuah, so he sees whatever Gila he sees from Hashem, but it's not the Pshat. Hashem is in that place. Hashem, wherever it is, wherever the Shem is, appears to him. But not Pshat, he comes down here. Most of the time, you don't find that it says in by Avram Avinu, certainly not. It doesn't say the place where Hashem appeared to Avram. So, Be'erei love Hashem. And by most Nevi'im, it's like that also. Ruba the Ruba, it doesn't say the Makam. By Yecheskel, you find the mention, but there's a reason. Because the Pshat is Nebu is not miyuchet to a certain Makam. It's a vision that somebody has. So Hashem of Yizeh, why does it say over here, Be'loine Mamre? Shmami no, that here it was a visit. It was a visit. He was coming to be Mavakya Zachayl. Those are the Briskarav. Avraham Avinu is Makayim, the Mitzvah, Knosses, Orchim, B'tach, the Sahidah. Because I'll say, b'schus dechem of a cholov that Avram Avinu gave to the guests, his sons were zoicha to the man in the midbar. B'schus yukach no ma'at mayim, they were zoicha to the Be'er Shel Miriam. I so wrote down a kasha. I mean, all of us, we do chasodim, yamachnos areyach, you serve nice meals, you serve nice zachen. And yet, I mean, you don't see that we're zayich to such universal things. It's a nice thing anybody would do. So what is so special about the fact that Avraham Avinu gave chem of a cholov, he gave ma'at mayim? What is so special about that? That's something that we all do. And he was zayich to l'dayris. His generations were zayich. So I saw the Pshat Nemesis Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says it one way, but it's the same idea. When Avraham Avinu did something, he did it in a totally different way than we do it. Yeah, we give chem of a cholov. Yeah, we give nice meals. We give it. But we don't put our whole mahus into it. We don't put our whole everything into it. By Avraham Avinu was the pshat. He put his whole metzias into every single prat that he did for the malach. What's the pshat? The Gemara says about Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan was tsoife, misoife, oilam bat tsoife. Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz, what does that mean? Adam Arishan was able to see how every action that he did affected the entire Bria. That's a tzayfim, yisayfim, oylam, bat tzayfim. Unfortunately, with the chait of the Eitz Hadas, he lost that kayak. Hashem was memayit, and he was memayit his kayma. Avraham Avinu, who's the tachlis of the Bria, Eilat Tolus, Hashemayim, Varz, Behi, Bara, Be'Avraham, he's a tachlis habriyah, and he reconnected Shemayim and Aretz. He was zayich to see that mara, misayfa oilam v'hatzayfa, and he understood that every action down here, it affects the entire universe. So when Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Chesed, he was Mekayim it on different levels. Number one, to be mated with a fellow person, with a fellow human being, to shoulder the burden of a fellow human being. That's number one. Number two is to be Mekayim of people. Through the Chesed, he was Mekayim of people who gave this food, who created the world. He made them be Makarav Kodesh Baruch. Number three, he taught them that this chesed is the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By being Mekayim chesed, you're Mekayim v'alachta bidrachu, you're going the ways of Hashem. And finally, he understood that the world, one of the pillars of the world, stands on chesed. I'll tell you about Vayda, about this chesed. He was the Amud HaChesed. So when Avraham Avinu was Mekayim, the smallest chesed, it wasn't just he was giving chemo v'kolo. He put his entire metzias into that. Memele. Since Lagavi him was a universal thing with such kaiches, with his whole mahus, he was zeiche that generations later they were zeiche to the Be'er Shel Miriam, they were zeiche to the man. With this, he could also understand why Avraham Avinu and Mefarshim asked, why did he have tzav when there was no guests? There's no guests, there's no mitzvah, there was no need. The Torah says Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Chesed on various levels. One level was taket, one level was taket to be mated with others. That was not necessary here. But the teaching others chesed, the teaching the ways of Hashem, keeping the Yom and HaChesed going in the world, Avraham Avinu was afraid that that is being compromised. Memele he had tsar when there were no guests over here. Avraham Avinu steps up towards Hashem to fight on behalf of his daim, which is a pella. Zdaim is mamish, the direct opposite of Avram, the kitzaini, the extreme opposite of Avram. Avram Avinu is the midas ha-chesed, the pillar of chesed of the world, and they are mamish to the other extreme, and yet Avram Avinu steps up for them, and he fights with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to keep them going. So Shteyden Pasuk, as he's talking to Hashem, Vayan Avram Vayoymar, Hineinu hayalti ledaber el adini. I was too quick in talking. I am dust and I am ashes. So Rashi says, I was already right to be ashes by Nimrod, and I was right to be dust all day the Malachim. But where does that come in? Why did he bring it in over here in the middle of the conversation when he's sticking up his dime? So the Ksav Sefer brings down B'Shem, Ovi Ma'ir HaGoyle, the Ksav Sefer, says a beautiful pshat. Says it was a big time on his time. Was dying, was kaifer and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they were also nishal be'aron l'chadei, right? They're the worst level shaykh. But what magnifies the time on them is, you're not far from Avram. Avram is mamish, he's a teacher of the world, he teaches as a b'irei yaylam. He teaches that chesed is such a wonderful thing. And you go and you totally ignore it when there's such a great person teaching you. Otherwise, that magnified the time. So Avraham Avinu, he was being melamed schus. He said like this: Hineinu hayalti ledaber hayil zloshen. I started it. Hayil Moshe beres haTorah zaitz. I was the one that started talking about a b'irei yoylam, and I was the one that started talking about chesed. So if I'd be choshev, then you could have a tain on them why they didn't listen to me. Abavanoichi hafavei. For I'm nobody. I'm not choshev. Mamele, you don't have such a tain on them. So I'm the Ksam Sefer. Avraham Avinu was being melamed schus on Sedayim. It says about Yitzchok, Vayigdal hayelad vayigomel. After Yitzchok was born, he grew, and he was weaned off his mother's milk. Vayas Avraham mishta gadol biyoyim higomel es Yitzchok. The question is, what was the Suda exactly? What was the purpose of the Suda? What did it represent? Rashi says, L'soif chavdal v'kadoshim, after 24 months, then he was weaned off. So in other words, the Mishnah was a Suda Saida. It was a Suda Saida. So the question is, why didn't Avram Avinu make the Suda Saida when he was born? Why did he wait now till 24 months? So the Brisker Rav says, it says earlier, in Kapitel Yuzayin, Uberachti Oysa, the gamno sati mimenu lucha ben ubeirachtia. So Rashi says over there, what's this double lashon? Ubeirachtia is so the gamno sati mimenu lucha ben, and then again ubeirachtia. What is the second bracha? So Rashi, uberachtia bahanoka shodai. She'll be able to nurse when she needed that. On the Mishtav Yitzchak, when all the people were saying, that's not really her baby that they brought in, some abandoned kid off the street. So what people were saying, but when it came, that soothed her. And she showed that she nursed all the other children. So that showed that really she was able to nurse, and she talked about rejuvenation, and it showed the nace. So you see my sorrow over here, there was a nace other than the fact, the great nace that she gave birth. There was a nace in the Hanukkah. Besides the Leda of Yitzchak, she needed another nace to establish the first nace. So Mamela Abraham Avinu waited for the entire bracha to be complete. The latest Yitzchak was just step one of the bracha, but then they still needed the second bracha that was said at the same time. So when that was nigmar, when that was finished, so then Avraham Avinu finally made the suda. So he's up to briskura. Now, it can be myself a little bit that the whole tach was by Avraham Avinu, the Ikar Simcha was, for Shetzer was a Gavaldi Simcha, and he had a son, but his Ikar tach was supposed to be Mepharsim and the Shem Shamayim. So now by the Yom HaGomel, that became final, the Pirsum Shem Shamayim, that was the Gemar HaSimcha, and that's when he made the suda. As I learned the Brisker of. Shimon Schwab, in his Sefer Mayim Beis HaShayeva, he quotes the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar learns from over here, Chayiv Odom Lasa Simcha Umishta B'yoyim Shemal Es Benay. When he's mal his child, he's Mechuyim. Just like Avraham Avinu, Shenema, Vayas Avraham Mishta B'yoyim Yigomel Es Yitzchak. So Tosis and Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Amid Aleph says Biyom Higomel Hag Mal Hag is Begamatria 8 Mal, he was Malam on the 8th day. So Biyom Higomel Hag Mal on the 8th day when he was Mal, he made his Elochayra. That's not the Pshuta Shal Mikra of the Pasuk. The Pshuta Shal Mikra of the Pasuk was that the day that he stopped nursing from Sari Menu, that's when he made his Suda. So how is that connected with the bris mila? What's the pshat? So Dr. Shimon Schwad of Emes, Avraham Avinu wanted to make the suda on the day of the bris mila. He was the mitzvah, and he brought his son like a carbon on the mizbeach, as Avi Sishteit and Medrash. When a son, a person's mouth, his son, on the 8th day, it's like bringing a carbon. But it could be that he didn't make the suda right away because there was a little bit of a piskin peh to the goyim. Take a look at this officer. He has a little baby boy. Look what he's doing to him. He's mamish. He's defacing him. He's doing that. It's a sakonis mefarsis who says the kid is going to live. And even if he lives, he's going to be sick. You do the Gemara in the Sechtes Gittin. Daphnon Zainam at day says, Ki olecho hiragnu kol hayoyim. One man over says, Zumila, because it's a sakonis. So people were saying, he's putting him in sakonis. The kid's not going to live. And if he lives, he'll be sick. So Avraham Avinu waited until he finished nursing. And he was able to live on his own now. He was able to stand on his own 2 feet. And he was perfectly healthy. He was just as healthy as anybody else. So they saw clearly that the bris mila did not hurt him. And the mela, this was the gemar of the simcha of the bris mila. So b'yom higomel, taki, it was the day he finished nursing. But it was the gemar for the simcha of the bris mila. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Sefer Emes L'Yankiv says, and we're going to, a longer shtickle, the next shtickle, it's a little piece out of a longer shtickle. Rabbi Yankov says that when a person had more than one wife, so each wife had her own tent, and they had their baby in their tent where they nursed him and they brought him up. After the kid no longer needed his mother, they used to go to the father and he'd be mechanech. So the simcha over here was, and now that he finished nursing, he's able to go into the tent. You find Yishmael, Avraham Avinu's Mechanachim. You see, it says, he gave it over to the Nahar, and he told him to prepare it. That was the chinuch he was receiving in the tent of Avram. So the simcha over here was, now that he no longer had to nurse, now he could stay in the tent of Avram, so Avraham Avinu could be Mechanachim. So Yitzim Midvareinu, Biskarov says that this was the Gemara of the Brach. Because the bracha was sai on a leida and sai on being yoine, she'll be able to nurse. According to Rav Schwab, it really should have been the bris mila, but because there was a piskin peh for the Yom HaSailam, now they were you know, they were silenced. So this was the Gemara. According to the Reb Yankiv, it was the fact that now he was able to be weaned off and go into the tent of Avram and start receiving his chinuch. Pasuk says, Sora said to Avram, Goresh ha'oma hazois v'ezbino, chase away this maidservant and her son, kilo yirash ben ha'oma hazois im bni im Yitzchak. This son of the maid will not yarish with Yitzchak. So Yaakov asks a question. At this point, Avram Avinu was 100 years old. Terach, his father, was still alive at this point because Avram Avinu was born when Terach was 70 years old. That means now Terach was 170. And Terach lived till he was 205 years old. So Terach was still alive. Avraham Avinu, he lived for another, how many years, 175 years. So what's Sarah all of a sudden talking about a Yerusha? It seems like, it's not like a Derech Eretz thing for Sarah Imenu to start worrying about a Yerusha. What's she talking about Yerusha? Also, a second question. It says in the positive, and Sarah saw Ben Hagar HaMitzris, Mitzachek, which Rashi says, Avoy the Zorakil, Rashi has done, and she told Avram, Gorish Amazites. So why did she wait until this weaning off of nursing? L'chayr, the Medrash says that when Yitzchak was born already, Yishmael said, Shaitim, you are. I am the Bechor, and I will get Pishnayim. So Yishmael was already claiming the Bechor then. Why did Sarah remain to wait till now to say, Gorish Amazites? He's not going to yarsh. So Yankov says like this. He says, like I just mentioned a moment ago, when a person used to have more than one wife, so they used to have separate tents. Even before that, it seems that Sarah had a separate tent. By Yeto Hawa, she had a separate tent. So she had a separate tent. And the minute it was when they had a child, so they used to nurse the child in the tent. And then when the child no longer needed his mother, they used to bring him into the tent of the father to be mechanech. So Yishmael was already a gadol. Yishmael was already in the tent of Avram, and Avram was mechanech, like we see by the Achnos Zarech. But until now, Yitzchak wasn't in the tent of Avram. Yitzchak was in Sarah Imenu's tent. It's Yitachim. The Shibchal didn't see the actions of Yishmael yet. Shibchal didn't hear about him. But now that he was weaned off of Sarah, now that Yitzchak was going into the tent of Avram, so it could be that Sarah went in there also. You know, she didn't disassociate herself totally. And then she saw Takan Yishmael was acting. So now is the first time she made the macha. Gorish as long as it's kilo yirash. So Lamed of Yankim, well, yirash doesn't mean a Yerusha of Nechosim. It means the spiritual legacy. He's not going to have that. Yishmael's not going to have your spiritual legacy. He didn't know the pasuk yet. But she knew that Yitzchak is going to be the Yerush of the Ruchnias. And Hashem of Yizeh, he cannot be under the same tent as Yishmael. Because the Hashpah of Yishmael, it's Pagay in him. But she first saw it now. Memela, she was worried about that spiritual inheritance. Kilo Yerush and Beniyim Yitzchak. Zokt Reb Yankiv. So that answers both questions. Number one, was she worried about Yerusha? The Teretz says this was not the Yerusha of Avraham Avinu being nifter. The Yerusha he's giving over to the next door, the chinuch. It has to be a pure chinuch without a bad hashpa. Second thing was, why didn't she make a macha before? She talking didn't see it. Then there was a skirmish or an argument between Avraham Avinu and Avimelech. The Avdi Avimelech tried taking away a be'er. And Avraham Avinu gave teichocha to Avimelech about this. Abimelech said, I didn't know about this. So Avraham Avinu gives him 7 sheep. And he said, Ki es sheva kvosos tikach miyodi. Take these 7 sheep, ba'avur tiye lila eido, that this should be testimony, ki chofarti es ha-be'er hazais, that I dug this be'er. Now the obvious question is, what in the world, how the fact that he's taking the 7 sheep, how is that testimony that Avraham Avinu dug this be'er? What shaykh is that? So The Belz Rebbe Yisachar Dayim Zeichet Tzadik Mekadosh Lebracha said like this: it's a davar yadua that Avraham Avinu's behemoths did not eat min ha-gezel. They were outstanding in that. They wouldn't eat min ha-gezel. Shalom Fizeh, Avraham Avinu gave the seven sheep to Avimelech. He says, until now they were drinking from the bear. Let's see, now that they're yours, are they also going to drink from the bear? It's a davar yadua that they received the kedusha of Avraham Avinu, and they wouldn't do it. So they made that, first he showed them they're drinking from the bear. And after he gave the sheep to Avimelech, they no longer belonged to Avraham. And the male of the bear was no longer shy with them. They stopped drinking. So these seven sheep will be Eidus. You find such a thing, Marshall, by the cow, Rav Yochanan ben Torsa. The Gemara says, it's Yerushalmi, that Rav Yochanan ben Torsa was originally a goy. And he bought a cow off of a yid. And the cow was working very nicely until it came Shabbos, and the cow wouldn't work. He was used to not working under the yid, so the male continued not working. So Rav Yochanan ben Torsa comes to him with kindness. So he had whispered something into the ear of the cow, told, and started working. So the guy, so what do you do? Kishif, Kolzmana was in my rishus, it didn't work on Shabbos. I just told it that now that it's out of my rishus, it's a lot of work on Shabbos. So the guy was so nispal, he was Megayer, and he became a Tana. Yoichan ben Tarsa, the Yoichan of the son of the cow, he became a Ger through the cow. But you see over there also that even after it was out of the rishus of the yid, it still maintained its hanhogas of kedusha. He had to tell him Shabbos you don't have. Gzeilu l'chayra shayach by everybody. Had rabbis. If it's anything, it's more chumer than by b'nei noyach. So that the sheva kvosayish, they did not drink from the well. That was arrived that the well did not belong to Avimelech. That Avraham Avinu dug the bear, and they weren't going to drink from that now. So he's up to Yisach and Daim of Belz. By this Yom Higomelas Yitzchak, the Pasuk says, Tzchoik also li Elikim, sorry, Menu said, Kol Hashemeya Yitzchakli. Whoever hears will be besimcha with me. So Rashi, Harbe Akoris Nifkidu Ima, many Akoris received children together with her. Harbe Choylim Nisrapubai, many Choylim were healed by Biyayim. Harbe Tfilis Nanu Ima, right? And there was Harbe Tzchoik in the world, Simcha. You have to understand, what was that in the Pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not make Nisim for naught. So why did he make Nisim that everybody was Zaycha over here? There's numerous Pshatim that are said. I thought, Pashit, that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks the barriers of Teva, and the Bracha breaks through, so it already pours forth and everybody else is Mushmabayit also. It's similar to the Mun. The Mun fell because of Klal Yisrael. But then when it melted, the behemoths of the Goyim were also able to be Taimit. The Goyim were also Nehenah. So over here, once the barriers of Teva were broken and the Nisim poured down on Sari Menu, everybody else was Zaych as well. The Gemara says, Kol Oilam Einu Nizin Ela Bishvil Chanina B'ni. So the Sfarim Taich Ela Bishvil, Shvil is a road, it's a path. The Bracha comes down through the path that's designated for Chanina B'ni, but Memel it flows to others. Others were Zaycha to the Bracha that come. So once Sari Menu was Zaycha, those are those. But I saw a pshat brought down from the Rishner, Yisrael Rishner, Zaycha Tzavi B'Kodesh L'Bracha. He says, if only Sari Imenu would have had a child, then people would have lost their Kayach HaBechira. Because it's Muchach. A 90-year-old woman, it never happened before. It's Muchach, it's only because of her Meisim Taim. She follows in the ways of Hashem. So this way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave everybody children. So it wasn't so clear. There was a Malkum Lipley. Well, you see, other people are not on the Madreig of Sarah, and other people don't follow Hashem like that. And you see that they were Zaychit to children as well. So Memeila, not to take away the Koyach HaBechira, Hashem clouded it a little bit, and other people had children as well. So do a Shatter of Pam, Zechet Tzadik L'Bracha said. He said that Hashem knew that Sari Imenu would not be able to enjoy her own simcha if other people don't have. So Mamela for Sari Menu, to enjoy her simcha with the full simcha, you have to give to everybody else. And that way, Sari Menu had the full simcha. Vayoyme, in Akedas Yitzchak state, al tishlach yotchel hana. Ki atra yadati ki yirei alikimat. Now I know you're yirei alikim. But loy chasachta as binches yichidcha mimeni, you did not hold back your son, your only one from me. So Rashi quotes a medrash. Me atra yeshli lohoshev l'sotn u'umis. From here I have a tshuva to the sotn and the umis ha'olam. Hatmeim. They wonder, why do I have a special love to you? Now, that they see Kirei Lekim. So Schwab says, I learned Pshat. What was bothering the Medrash? Ata Yodati, how's it Shaykh to say on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now I know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future. It's not Shaykh to say on Hashem, well, now I found out something that I did not know before. So what's the Pshat in Ata Yodati? He says, now I could be Moidia, the Sotan and the Umis Ha'olam, that they were wondering why I love you more than everybody else is because you're Bamas Yerelikim. So Schwab Teich is like this. I saw other Schwab bring down the same thing. He says, when people heard that Avraham Avinu is going to shecht his son, or if they would have heard that, then they would have said, Mashugna. He went off his mind. Sometimes you find the person, he gets so carried away with something, there's no logic, there's no reason. He does things that are meshugah. So he's going that crazy that he's willing to shech the son. It says in the Pasuk, Vayishlach Avram es yodeh vayikach samachelis lishchit es binoy. The word es binoy is extra. We know it was his son. So what's es binoy? State in Medrash, he sent his hand to take the sock, and his eyes were mamish, gushing tears. He had rachmanis on his son. Oh, I'm going to lose my son. And his demise went into the eyes of Yitzchak. And they were gushing tears so much that his whole body became drenched with his tears. So what's the pshat? The Torah is telling us, the Medrash is telling us, the Shemayin Avraham Avinu did it without any regression, without any feelings. I'm doing it. No. He had his regression as a father. He had Rachmanis on his son, and he felt the pain of losing his son. Yafal Pikein, his Yiras Hashem, overcame that. This is the biggest tshuva to the Sotan, to the Umas Oil, tells the Shemayin. He did it with a Mishagas, and not thinking, Nishtaga. When Rav Schwab brings down the Rambam, says that a person has to become so infatuated with Hashem more so than someone's infatuated with a woman. And he thinks about Hashem all the time, more so than someone that's infatuated with a woman. So the Umas Ha'olam would say, he's so infatuated with Meshuggah, he's down with Meshuggah. Medrash says not like that, he was crying. And that's why he says, Vayikach es ha'machelos lishchit es binoy. He felt the son, Shabbat. He felt the Rachmanis on the son. The Yafal Pikein, the Yerushalayim overcame everything. He says, now I have a Pischan Peh. Now I can be my dear them. You didn't do it out of a Mishigas. You didn't do it out of a craziness. You knew that you felt your Ahava for your son. And you had that Rachmanis. It was totally Kirei Lekimata. And that's why I show Chibat Avraham more than anybody else. Aguten Shabbos. That's why I want. Could be, yeah. Yeah.